RTL Original Podcast.
Hey there, and welcome to Show Tunes, a weekly pod where we can take you back to breakfast cereal, morning TV, or afternoon as well. You know, cereal covers all. And more specifically, shine a spotlight on some of the most memorable TV theme tunes from recent memory. I'm Stephen Stepsolo, and I'm still not quite buried in delivery boxes as yet, and am the host of the Song 2 podcast, as well as a plethora of shows on Today Radio, including Louder, New Noise, and Screen Time, where it may just be that you're listening to this right now. Go check them out, and then we can decide which Christmas film we'll be watching a lot over the next few weeks. It's Home Alone and Die Hard, isn't it? This week's subject matter is so immediately obvious, it may just make you smack your thigh. Now, if you happen to be on public transport and have accidentally smacked someone else's thigh, then that is on you. Good luck with the authorities.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Thunderbirds are go.
The theme tune to Thunderbirds, composed by Barry Gray, is hands down one of the most instantly recognisable pieces of television music ever. Known for its dramatic, rousing orchestration and being home to some of, for that time anyway, most incredible machines ever. First aired in 1965, yep, last century, kiddos, Thunderbirds was the groundbreaking British science fiction series created by Jerry and Sylvia Anderson. The show's blend of puppetry, futuristic technology, and action-packed plots made it a beloved classic, and the theme music became synonymous with its bold, heroic tone. Barry Gray, a prolific composer, known for his work on many of the Anderson series, Fireball XL5, Joe 90, Stingray, and Captain Scarlet, for example, crafted a theme that is so good, it genuinely hurts. He matched the high-stakes world of Thunderbirds immaculately. The piece, which opens with a powerful brass fanfare, features bold, sweeping orchestral movements that, unless you were dead inside, evoke excitement and adventure, even now. Gray's approach was highly cinematic. Even though the show was a television production, he used a full orchestra, giving the theme a sense of grandeur and scale that was quite unusual for a TV show at the time, particularly a children's series. One interesting fact about the Thunderbirds theme is the role the show's innovative use of puppetry played in shaping the music. The series, which employed the Anderson signature Super Mario Nation technique, relied on intricate puppet movements to create lifelike characters. The fast-paced and intense action sequences in the show, which often featured daring rescues and high-tech vehicles, were matched by Gray's music. His composition helped to build the suspense and thrill of the action scenes, making the dramatic moments even more impactful. The music became a key part of the show's appeal, driving the excitement and adding to its larger-than-life atmosphere. You can see the influence of the Andersons' work in the homage/lampooning found in the amusing but oh such a little bit risque Team America World Police. The theme tune itself was so iconic that it swiftly became a massive cultural touchstone, not only for fans of the show but for anyone familiar with British pop culture. It has been referenced and parodied in various forms over the years, further cementing its place in the collective consciousness. Interestingly enough, Gray was inspired by the soundtracks of Hollywood blockbusters, incorporating elements of cinematic music to create a theme that felt both grand and urgent. The brass-heavy notes also drew on the tradition of military marches, which fit well with the idea of international rescue, a global elite organization of heroes who would risk their lives to save others. A Another fun tidbit about the Thunderbirds theme is the way it was used across the show's episodes. The main theme was often reworked and adapted to suit different storylines and settings, but its unmistakable opening fanfare remained a constant throughout the series. Whether it was during a dramatic rescue mission or in the calm before a storm, the music always conveyed the same sense of bravery and adventure. Over time, the Thunderbirds theme has taken on a life of its own, becoming not just a hallmark of the series, but a piece of music that transcended its original context. It has been played and performed by orchestras, remixed, and even covered by various bands, showcasing its enduring appeal. The music, like the show itself, continues to be celebrated for its imaginative vision and its contribution to the legacy of British television. Just not so much the live-action remake movies. Yeesh. Barry Gray's Thunderbirds theme remains a timeless classic, as potent and exciting today as it was when it first blasted across television screens nearly six decades ago. And Thunderbird 2 was the best, wasn't it? If you like what you've heard and would like to check out more material we have available, then go have a look at our podcast Song 2, where we argue to varying levels of success that the second song on an album is the best or most important. We have the weekly magazine-style show with Lisa Burke taking on new and exciting topics. Mum Life in Luxembourg, where Hayley Allam delves into parenting in the Grand Duchy, and Office Hours with Adam Peterson, giving insights into the sometimes confusing corporate landscape in our little country. Give them a listen. Cheers.